Hey, you did. Tech Webcast. Webcast. We got the Brad and the Bo and the Vista. The John's here too, so check him out, sister. You wanna listen to this rhyme? I got the podcast, son. It's Tech Webcast time. Yeah, Tech Webcast. Reporting to you all the newest stuff, technology, and all that's ill. We go here to skill. Listen up, Tech Webcast. Keep it real. Webcast. Webcast.
All right, Tech Webcast, episode 59. We have Chris, John, Bo, Daniel, and Bradley from Tech NZ. How you going, guys?
Good, thanks. Thank you.
Explain about your podcast, and we'll ask some questions after that. What is your podcast about?
Basically, any tech news that we find interesting, we talk about on the podcast, and... You know?
Right.
Anything tech related, really?
Good stuff. How'd you get started?
Just the same sort of thing you got going.
How'd you get started? Why did you get into this sort of thing?
Well, I don't know. We listened to your podcast and we just thought, yeah, we might like to start one of our own. So.
Cool. All right. Bo, you want to ask any questions?
So what episode are you guys up at now?
Episode 5, I think.
About up to 5.
Wow, see, you guys are on fire.
Yep.
Doing well. And I'm proud to have, like, you know, I think I was a guest on, was I a guest on news last?
Yeah, you were, on episode 4.
Oh, wow, there we go.
Oh, episode 4, yeah.
I thought this was all familiar.
All right. Okay, and also Chris Ace is from around the world, or around Australia, anyway, and hello to Chris Ace.
Oh, hello.
Hello. And what's news for you, mate?
Not really that much. Nothing's really changed or anything like that. But it's pretty cool to see that these guys have come along. They've started their own little podcast and stuff. Tech Talk NZ. Oh, I do have a question, though. Is your podcast majority, like is it pushed towards, like, say, New Zealand specific? Or is it, like, as well, like, worldwide with just New Zealand? Or is it, like, just completely worldwide, or...?
Sort of everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you guys are on iTunes, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So you guys who got your iPhones and your iTunes, you can do a search for, what was it?
Tech Talk NZ.
Tech Talk NZ, that's simple.
Okay, awesome. And how did you come up with the name, guys, with the Tech Talk NZ?
Well, I mean, we talk about tech, so
yeah.
It seems logical, really.
Yeah.
We're based in New Zealand, so...
New Zealand, yeah. What's it like over at the moment? Is it hot or cold, or how's the weather over there?
Oh, pretty good weather at the moment.
Yeah.
Nice and sunny.
All right. And what sort of computer setup do you guys have when you record your podcast?
I've got a Mac Mini. I'm just using a standard headset microphone at the moment, a Logitech one. Using Audio Hijack Pro to record our podcast, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well,
go on.
Yep, I've got a custom built computer here. It's just running a Hackintosh. Yeah, it works pretty good for the podcasting. I just use a Logitech headset, but I'm probably going to buy a condenser mic or something.
Mm. Cool.
USB ones are good.
Yeah.
I need to get one of those, actually.
Yeah, they're
pretty
good.
I was going to get a Behringer C1.
Oh, yeah, they're good. I use them. One. I've got one of them. Mm. John's actually got one of them. John, explain to your microphone. How do you like that?
Which one?
The C1. USB one.
Yeah, I got this from Brad. He's from Australia. He sent this to me for a Tech Webcast. Then I was able to use it and... With the podcast, and I also was able to use this on my own video podcast, the second place.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I actually wanted you to explain to the guys how it isn't it? Like, is it good quality and stuff?
Yes, I suppose. But I think the quality of the one that you pass through a mixer.
Yep.
That's superior quality.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, It's very easy to use. Just hook it up on your USB and there you go. You can use the microphone.
Cool. All right, good stuff. And Tech Talk NZ, what do you guys want to get in the next sort of episode? What's the next on the next episode? Any plans yet or?
I guess not really plans. We're gonna have a guest speaker on. He's from New Zealand.
Okay, cool.
He's a friend of ours.
Good stuff.
So nothing really planned. We just sort of play it by ear. Nice. See anything that comes up between now and then.
Cool.
That's the best way to do it.
Have you got Twitter?
Yeah.
Yep. We do. Twitter.com/TechTalkNZ.
Okay.
Follow us on there. We'll post podcast updates and stuff like that.
All right, cool. And you also
and
you make videos.
Check it out on iTunes.
iTunes, yep. iTunes as well. And also might also be on the iPad. What are your opinions on the iPad first for Chris? We've got a Chris.
Oh, the iPad. I promised I would not say anything about this. Kind of up and down at the moment and stuff like that, flash compatibility and stuff. To myself, my personal opinion is it's an oversized iPhone or something like that, along those lines. I've seen rumors of them coming out with a camera and all this, that there doesn't really tickle my fancy or anything like that. I guess you could say that basically the reason why Apple doesn't really want flash in their compatibility on their iPad is for the simple fact that they can just turn around and use something like Flex and that to make their own applications and therefore bypass the App Store. So that's my little niggle at Apple at the moment, even though I'm an Apple fanboy, and that's why I kind of like these Tech Talk NZ guys already, because they're both using OS X.
Cool. And what about you? What about you, Daniel? What's your opinion on it?
Basically, I think it's just an oversized iPod Touch, really.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think a cool thing that you could do on it would be to use a VNC application, and you can control your desktop computer from like the lounge or something. Because that's not something you can really do on an iPhone, because it's the screen size. But
look pretty cool. Yeah,
I think on the iPad that'll be quite cool, and hopefully they'll have a camera or some better.
Well, there's a rumor that maybe a camera. Yeah. I just got a link the other day. Someone sent me a link. A photo of a
camera housing.
Yeah, of the
inside the frame.
Mm. So that should be interesting.
I thought maybe even there is a camera under there, and they haven't managed to write the software to control it yet. I don't know.
Not sure.
I guess we'll find out.
I'd say
the next generation software for it will be pretty good.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
You know, with the first generation iPhone, that didn't really have many features that most mobile phones do, but in the next 2.0 and 3.0, it got a lot better, so the same will probably happen with the iPad, I guess.
Mm. And what's your opinion on the iPad, Brad?
Well, I think it's pretty cool, looks pretty cool. A few features missing, like flash, and can't really watch HD movies on it, because the resolution is only 1024 by 768.
Mm.
So people think you can watch 720p, but it's not big enough resolution to watch it, because you need 1280.
Yeah, true. Okay, what about you, Bo? What do you reckon of it, mate?
You guys have already summed it up. I don't know. I mean, it's just a big iTouch iPhone.
Yeah, just one big iTouch or iPhone. And
with a big screen. And
exactly right.
Who was it? Someone sent me a link. I think it was you, Brad.
Yeah.
That had the frame.
That's it, yeah, the frame, yeah, with the camera.
And they've already got the camera mount in it, so the camera can go in it. There is a spot for the camera.
Yeah.
Which I guess they were thinking, oh, well, we're going to release that in the iPad Cam model. Mm. Or the iMaxi Cam pad.
Yeah. All right. What about you, John? What do you reckon of the iPad, mate?
Well, I think it's cool in a way, but it's not a totally geek thing for me.
All right.
Because it lacks major features that, you know, you would have. I've expected, you know, to have it while it was still in the rumor phase. Particularly the it doesn't have any HD output. You know, it's like just like you guys said, it's just an oversized iPod Touch or something. So I think Apple can do better than that, unless they can create an iPad that lets me edit HD videos on it. It won't probably make me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for mom and dad, and for my neighbors who are not that into technology, they probably that's probably revolutionary for them, you know. But I think Apple designed it to compete with the netbook stuff, not with the with other categories. I think that's reasonable though. But still, I think the Apple could have done it better.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, Daniel and Brad, what do you want to? Who do you want to get on your podcast in the future, mate?
Well, we've already. I've sent a Twitter message to Dylan Kimes, and he says he's keen to be on. So.
All right. Cool.
That'll be quite cool. Jeff, right.
Yep. He's cool to talk to. And who else do you want to get on? I might better help you out.
Ideally, would have Chris Perillo or anyone like that on.
Oh, good luck with that. Good luck with that. He'll probably send you back like a one-word email.
It's not that bad.
His response to emails, just one line.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite funny, actually.
What happened?
About that, John. Explain to people what happened in that email.
Yeah, I tried to write him, like, it's a very formal letter, like, in a business form, like, inviting him to be a guest or to be featured in Tech Conclave, and then he just responded with a single line.
Was it no?
He just told me, like, it's already a gig. I mean, like, he's already a gig of the week, so he doesn't need that.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It could be taken negatively or possibly or neutral. But I'm surprised.
Yeah. What about you, Chris? What do you reckon of this situation, mate?
The one-line emails?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here we go. People need to understand that it's the people that are following them that make them.
Mm.
It's not, you know, if you're going to give a half-assed... can I say that? Sorry, I've already said it.
Yeah.
Sorry. But, cool. If you're going to give a half-assed response to your community and you keep on plugging your community over and over and over and again, you're going to just kind of drop, you're just going to diminish and stuff like that. I mean, I don't really follow the guy that anymore. Every time I've kind of seen things and that of people talking about the person, resorting to cooking tips and all that stuff, and talking about being a geek and stuff like that, like, it's, you know, nah, not me.
Yeah.
It's just not me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's follow, you know, if you've got people, if you're pushing something out there and you're trying to create a community and stuff like that and people will like you and follow you and all that kind of stuff, at least put 100% back into it. You know, if you're putting 100% into what you're doing and you're making money off it, at least put 100% back into it, you know.
Yeah.
Look after your community.
That's right.
I
didn't really like those ones where he's holding up pieces of paper and, like, poking fun at people with bad grammar and stuff.
Who was doing that?
Chris Perillo.
Really? That's naughty. That's bad.
Yeah, there's one that's like, you're a dumbass or something. It's quite
funny.
Yeah,
I've seen that one. So, Chris, can you give any tips to the end Tech Talk guys for podcasting?
I'm not really much of a podcaster or anything like that, but I must admit, I do my own little show here and there. I jump on a few other people's shows and stuff. There's a lot of other shows out there. The biggest thing I could probably say is, if you don't know, you know, and this is one thing I say to a lot of people, I say to clients, I say to friends, I say to family and all that stuff, if you've got a question, ask it and stuff. If I was to sit here now and start talking about, I don't know, something. I heard that.
What was that?
Chipmunk.
Whoa.
And Brad.
Oh, okay.
It's, basically, you've lost my train of thought now.
Sorry.
But no, if you don't actually know or understand something like that, like, you know, just ask or stuff. I mean, like, that's not really a podcast thing, but that's more just a generalization over the whole tech kind of geek thing, you know. Nobody's better than the other person and stuff. I mean, we've got our own good little crew at the moment. It shines in its own areas.
Yeah, exactly. I know you're talking about the Tech Buzz and Corndog Computer. What's going on with Rob these days? Chris, can you give us some insight on what's going on with Rob?
Inside information, it's going to cost you. No.
Is he going to be back on Ustream or Justin TV anytime soon?
There's feasibility.
Okay.
It's big. It's big. But at the moment, we've got most of our bases covered, kind of pushing certain different areas where we can, I guess you could say, benefit from more, like, towards the community.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As you know, we used to play around, mess around a lot and stuff.
Yep.
And there's a lot of other people that are upcoming and stuff, and we're really trying to push them in the right way to get them noticed within the, especially the Justin TV and Ustream community and stuff.
Cool, cool. Yeah. Is it true that the Tech Buzz is going to be turned into a network, or has it already has?
Well, I see how this is. Get me on and corner me into.
No. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to answer. I just want to ask you.
It's good. It's media content.
Yep.
And you know, as everyone knows, you know, Frugal Bruce, who does enterprise, I guess you could say, or business, yep. Geek talk, I guess you could say. You know, he's coming across. There'll be other people as well, I believe. I don't know. I'm not that privileged to the information.
Mm.
But it'll be interesting and stuff, because it's from what I've seen and what I've heard, there's going to be a lot of changes and stuff, and there's going to be a thing in good old Mr. The Tech Buzz himself, Mr. Steve Haywood, and that is going to be, pretty happy.
Cool. You
know? Not money wise, all that. Not that sounded like a money thing there.
Yeah. All right, sounds good, Chris. And Tech Buzz, what's the address for the Tech Buzz, Chris?
It's www.thetechbuzz.net. And if you go to /live, it goes to the live page.
All right,
that's 24/7 pre-recording. And yeah,
cool. All right. And what about you guys with the Tech Talk NZ? Are you guys going to be doing any live streams or any video podcasting, or got your own IRC set up yet at all?
Could be in the near future.
Okay.
Nothing solid yet.
All right. Okay.
Does anyone here use Posterous?
Nope.
You'll suck then.
What is it?
It's like Twitter, but for posting stuff.
Oh, okay.
Blog content. But it also, say if I put photos and blog stuff, it'll put it out to all the other social sites.
So it's like Pixabyte.
Sort of like that, but more for blogging. What's his name? Leo Laporte uses it, and that's where I went and signed up my account.
Okay.
Because I found it useful, but I just noticed I haven't got anything on it yet.
Cool. All right. Let's ask John about the Tech Conclave. John, what's been going on in your world, mate?
Yeah, this week I started working for the next episode of Tech Conclave, which is episode 13. I'm planning to release it this month, because Tech Conclave will turn 1 year old this month.
I mean, really?
Last week of February. February. And I'm planning to roll out letters to all tech respondents who participated in the show, to record videos, you know, to give their opinion about the show, and then I will compile it together and make it as a single video and post it to the website.
Cool.
So yeah, looking forward to that. And yeah,
sounds good.
I'm really excited to work again on a second claim.
Good
and
stuff.
This is my first time to edit a full episode using Windows 7. I will have to observe if there's some sort of improvement.
All right. Okay. And there's still no netbook. There's still no netbook yet. Or laptop.
Maybe next week.
Next week.
Maybe next week. How many weeks have you been saying that for, John?
I don't want to, you know, to trust their words. I mean, 100%, because
I think they're just full of shit. I think they're just fucking around too much, mate. I think personally, you should just ring them up. Send them an email or something.
HP.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I already got a message from HP Philippines. It's the local, right? The local in my country, and they told me like the estimated time of arrival of that system will be next week. So,
okay.
I'm looking forward to that. But still, cool. I'm not putting all my 100%. You know, I don't fully trust their words.
Yeah,
myself.
Well, it has to go through custom and stuff, and you know it is carrying a battery and stuff.
Yeah,
so
I remember the last letter that I wrote to them, it wasn't so nice.
Oh, okay.
It was really a 100% complaint.
Okay. Do you guys want to ask John any question about the Tech Conclave?
Well, I would.
Okay.
I would like to know.
Okay.
How's it all going, John? Because I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, how many episodes you've gone past now? I think last time was you had Lauren Sheff on it.
Yes. I had Lauren Sheff on it. Yeah. So far, I've done like 12 episodes and one express edition. It was like express edition is it features only one topic, like a news break that you see on TV or news update something. Yeah, and after that, I was. Swamped at work and I suspended play for a while and now I'm working on it to deactivate the show.
Alright.
That's pretty cool, man, because
it is pretty cool.
I know for a fact that you're in the HP contest and stuff like that, and then just now hearing about it only a few months later after you receiving one, well, winning one of the HP units. Mm-hmm. Still haven't received it.
Yeah, it's been 5 months since they concluded the contest.
I can't believe it.
That's pretty long.
It is. Very long.
Yeah.
It is very long.
It's like breaking somebody's kneecaps long.
Yeah. It would have been nice if they were giving away like a Mac laptop.
Yeah.
They were giving... The prize that they are about to they sent me is it's like a sub netbook, so it's in between the gray area between a netbook and a full notebook.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but and I think it will still help me because I will move all the communications to that computer, and I can focus on my work.
Cool, man. All right, Bo's back to Brighton next week. Bo, you looking forward to it?
Sure am. It's going to be good. Looking forward to it because I'll be getting my special license that allows me to fly in the sky.
Cool.
Yeah. Sweet as.
It will be.
So, I have a question to these guys.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Tech, this is Tech Talk.
Yep.
MZ.
Yep.
Yeah, what made you... create your own podcast? I mean, like, do you have some sort of a, you know, did you get some inspiration from a known geek, you know, like Carl Lewis or Chris Sterling or something?
Not really. We just decided that we should, you know, start talking online about tech things. We started listening to Tech Webcast and we found that quite cool, so we thought we could start our own one, I guess.
I used to listen to Leo Laporte's netcast as well, which are quite cool. So,
yeah, Leo Laporte's my idol. I hope to be old like him one day.
Alex Albrecht sent me a reply on Twitter today.
Who's that?
Alex from
him.
Dignation.
No, I don't know him.
You know him, Chris?
Yeah, he's the co-host.
Yeah,
Dignation.
He sent me a message on Twitter.
Is he the big guy or the small guy?
He's the big guy. He's on the Totally Rad Show and other things he does on there.
Yeah, I don't watch Dignation. I just stick to my Hack 5.
Yeah, Hack 5 is good. I like Hack 5, they're good. He's going to London in a few weeks.
Yeah, we should get Darren on again.
Yeah, we'll get Darren on.
Hey, let's get him on while he's over in UK. That should be fun.
And also, we're going to get Scott Liberto on too. He's going to come on and talk about computability.
Okay.
He's going to come on as well. And maybe next week, I'm not sure how we're going to do this, Bob. Maybe I'll have to call you on the phone and record it from
there.
Yeah,
well, you need to install that.
I will.
Need to test it out today just so we know it works.
Good stuff.
So install the phone software and put it for your mix off.
Yep, will do. All right, Tech Talk NZ, anything else you want to say before you go?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Well, what's the internet like in Australia?
It's shit.
Simple. It's shit.
Huh?
It's shit.
Do you have traffic management? Like,
oh yeah, our ISPs would.
Yeah,
internet's good. So I don't mind internet. Internet's good.
Well, internet, no experience. No. Oh, actually, if you're on a RIM or out in the on a shitty exchange, how Telstra have got a stabilization system so everyone gets a fair amount of data through their freaking wholesale network, which is shit because, like, for some of the people out in the country, like where I am, because I'm out away from the exchange, I'm on a sub-exchange, which is through the fiber optic cable, which gets capped down.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, also, before we go, are we going?
No, we're not going. We're not going. Keep going, Bo.
Okay. Well, sorry, guys. I'll just get on to the subject because I think last week I said that I updated you on what was happening with IINet and AFAC. AFAC. Is that AFAC? Yeah, it's AFAC. Just that IINet wins, but this is only stage one. I'm sure that AFAC will take IINet back to court at some stage because, you know, who likes to lose these things? AFAC seems to be the ones that seem to think they're in the right when honestly they're in the wrong, and, you know, they're going to make someone bankrupt. Who knows? Just hope it doesn't go back to court.
No. All right. Anything else you want to say, Chris, before we go, mate?
I like turtles.
You like turtles?
I like Pescadillos.
I like McDonald's. Also, I want to give a huge plug to TechOU. Jason Cartwright was on the other day.
Related to that Beck Cartwright?
I have no idea. I have to ask him.
She's hot.
Yeah. I think he might be. I'm not sure if he is or not, but I'll have to ask him if he's related to her.
She's lovely. I like her.
But, So, John, anything else you want to say before you go, mate? Thanks for coming on, John, by the way. You haven't been on the Tech Webcast for a long time.
So, is he returning back to Tech
Webcast? I have no idea. I hope he is, but I hope you do return back to Tech Webcast,
John. Because you might be able to grab your old spot. I've just been warming it, keeping up warm.
Well, hang on. No, hang on, Bo. No, no, you can't leave, mate.
One of the reasons why I receded from all these activities online that I tried to prepare for the upcoming, you know, travel.
Yeah, exactly.
I found out that it will be delayed, but we still go. And, I'm happy to be super stupid.
Well, the name's in the intro, John, so you got to be on, mate. I can't remove the name. Your name's in the intro.
Yeah.
Bo's
well, you can remove the name.
Well, I'm not going to remove it because I don't want him. I want him to be on here. And Bo has been on since, I'm not sure when, but you've done a good job, Bo.
I know. I guess it's nearly the end of my contract.
No, not really. And Chris, I hope to get you back on as well, Chris. Again, mate.
I'm all right.
You know some pretty well famous people around the internet.
Nope. No, I don't.
Well,
what are you talking about?
What shows have you been on, Chris? Explain. I know you've been on a few shows. Who have you been on? Like, what shows have you been on?
It's not what have been on. It's what haven't.
Haven't you been on? Yes.
Where, what show? Yeah. What haven't you been on? What do you want to be on?
Have you been on Leo Laporte?
Yeah, I've been on Twit.
Oh wow! Shit! Didn't know that. Now I do.
Have you been on Dig Nation? Do you want to be on Dig Nation?
Nah.
What about Hack 5?
Nah.
What about Geek Brief TV?
Nah.
Okay. What about Corndog Computer?
Oh, I've been on there.
What about Tech Buzz?
Been on there.
What about Tech Webcast? No, not Tech Webcast.
Been on that one as well.
Yeah, you're on it now. Tech Conclave. Have you been on that?
Yeah, it's still under wraps.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Computability? You've been on that a few times. What about Tech Talk NZ? You haven't been on that yet, Chris. So I think the guy's going to ask you about coming on there, I think. I hope.
Be able to start to talk about, I don't know, throw me a subject.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I guess this is the end of today's episode.
It is the end. Thanks for coming on, guys.
I'm going to go back in my room now, which really sucks.
Yeah, I've got to upload this episode and people can listen to it and send me bad emails.
Yeah, tell us about the feedback you got. That was hilarious.
Some what?
The feedback you got. Oh, yeah, actually, if you got a question for me, go and send me a message, you know, that formspring.me.
Oh, that's a kind of a fucking website. I hate that website.
If you want to send me a message or a question, send me, go to formspring.me/AussieTechBoy. My Twitter's AussieTechBoy. Anything related to me is AussieTechBoy.
Yeah,
I'd love to get questions. I'd love to get a question like Brad's question last week. I thought that was hilarious.
Read out what it said. Read out what it said, Bo, can you?
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, it's something about Bills 57 podcast, which is no longer going to be on anymore, apparently.
They told Brad to fuck off.
It was
funny, wasn't it, Brad?
It was actually funny. Apparently, I didn't make the podcast good or something.
Yeah, you made it shit, Brad.
Yeah, or something like that. But apparently, I was the one who made it start at day one, so...
Well, that's right. The Blister 57 podcast wouldn't have happened without Brad, because he was the one who said to Blister 57, let's do a podcast. What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Where is Bryce anyway? He's apparently busy, but I'm going to get him on again soon.
No, he's on holidays, mate. I saw him last week down in a pub.
Oh, okay. What was he drinking, VB?
No, he was drinking Cougar.
Oh, okay.
He's talking to a Cougar as well.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, YouTube, Tech Webcast. Webcast. We got the Brad and the Bo and the Blister. The John's here too, so check him out, sister. You want to listen to this rhyme? I got the podcast, son. It's Tech Webcast time. Yeah, Tech Webcast. Reporting to you all the newest stuff, technology, and all its skill. We go here to skill. Listen up, Tech Webcast, keep it real. Webcast.
Also, thanks to Mike for making this intro too. Mox, a good rapper. AUD, check him out. That's his rap.
AUD.
AUD, that's his rap name.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Too easy.